Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 through chapter 4, verse 5a. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, the first time did not go so well for Moses as he came down from Mount Sinai. He had been there for 40 days and 40 nights talking with God. God had given him the tablets of testimony as well as directions for worship and statutes guiding life, the life of covenant faith for God's people. And in Moses' absence, the people grew impatient. Where is this guy who brought us out of Egypt? It's been 40 days and 40 nights. It's been a long time. So they pressed on Aaron to make for them some gods. Gods to go before them. And so he did. Aaron requested they bring all their gold earrings, and he threw them in the fire, and as it says in Scripture, out came the golden calf. The false worshiping began. And Moses, God tells Moses what is going on. He intercedes for them. He intercedes for these people that he would intercede again and again for over the course of 40 years. And he comes down the mountain and he sees what is going on there. And he throws down those tablets on the ground, the broken covenant of God, very evident. And then came another 40 days. Another 40 days and nights, Moses goes up, and this time it goes much better as he comes back down with those tablets. He had interceded with God on behalf of God's people. The covenant had been renewed. Things were much better. But Aaron and the people of God behold Moses' face. It shone, his skin was brilliant. They were afraid because Moses had been talking to God. The glory of God was reflected in the face of Moses, the mediator of the law. So Moses put a veil on his face, lest they be afraid when he spoke to them. St. Paul wrote to the people of God in Corinth. The church had a habit of getting so much wrong so often, from the Lord's Supper to relationships within the church and without. The church in Corinth, in many ways, was like the Israelites of old in the wilderness, in many ways in which our churches can happen in our churches today. So Paul, in a previous chapter, speaks of the glory reflected by the face of Moses and the law and the glory revealed in the gospel through Christ Jesus. As he speaks of his own ministry, as he brings the gospel to them, but also for them to know what they have in Christ. Now, if the ministry of death carved in the letters on stone came with such glory that the Israelites could not gaze at Moses' face because of its glory, which was being brought to an end, will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? Indeed, how much more glory is there in the gospel? Not bringing fear, but bringing life and peace. That which was letter and death has made way for spirit and life. The God of glory is embodied in Jesus. Not like Moses, who is a mediator of the law, but now the Word made flesh, the embodiment of the gospel here in our midst. The one for whom we celebrate at Christmas, the culmination of our Advent preparation, as John writes in John 1:14 and following. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. No one's ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, but Jesus has made him known." The former glory that was the divine law and its judgment on sin and on sinners, of which the face of Moses could only reflect. Moses, after all, only saw the back of God. But nonetheless, that glory was so much that God's people said, "We can't see it." The other glory is that of the divine gospel and grace for sinners like you and me. And the face of Jesus, Jesus himself, radiates this glory because he is the very embodiment. He who came from God, the very Son of God, and returned to God as our Savior forever. While Moses, the one who spoke face to face with God, had turned his face to the Israelites and brought fear, Jesus turns to you, and he brings you life and peace. The Israelites could not endure to look upon that reflected glory while we receive the light of Christ in our very hearts, as Scripture says, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. The glory of the law and the judgment kills. And the glory of God on the face of Jesus makes alive and saves forever. The law shows you your sin, how you in thought, word, and deed have done and left undone so many things. How you have not loved your neighbor as yourself. You see the miserable reality, the wretched reality revealed. But through the Spirit, the veil is removed, and the light of the glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ is for the one who by faith clings in him. Indeed, illumined, there's light. Jesus called Saul the rampaging murderer to repentance. While Jesus didn't preach the gospel to Saul on that Damascus road, he sent him someone who would do that. And Jesus still comes to you through the gospel, which fills your hearts, your entire being. Through the preaching of the word, you become illumined through the waters of holy baptism, so that that gospel may richly dwell in you. So much more does the gospel shine forth the glory of the Lord, that in your knowledge, not just mere knowledge, but the full realization that fills your hearts, fills your being, with the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Christ, who is the image of God, brings all the glory of God to you because it dwells in him. So how much more brilliant is the unfading glory of God on the face of Jesus Christ than that faded glory of Moses on the Mount? How much more the glory of God on the face of Christ as he was high and lifted up on the cross, where he was glorified, where he was crucified for you and your salvation. How much more the glory as he burst from that tomb that Easter morn. How much more the glory as he sits at the right hand of God. How much more the glory on that day when Christ returns in glory to judge the living and the dead. And how glorious when all who trust in him will be with him in the new creation and see him face to face, reflecting his glory. But as for now, we wait that day. We wait in hope, in certain confidence, a deposit held in faith, longing for the fullness of that day to be revealed. And we're content with the glory of the face of Christ as he makes himself known in word and sacrament. And through this Advent season, halfway through we are, we await, but soon we'll sing with the angels that Christmas Eve hymn. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin womb, veiled in flesh the Godhead see. Hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.